mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it is already Tuesday, the 8th day of March, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. This is a headline out of the Moscow Gazette. Homosexuals control Bush White House, Russian paper reports. And that dovetails with all these articles coming out by Liberty Think and, of course, Sherman Skolnick. Noreen Gosh still mum on Jeff Gannon. You look at photos of Johnny Gosh, who disappeared in 1982, compared to Jeff Guckert, James Guckert, Jeff Gannon, all the different identities. We know that Jeff Gannon was James Guckert, and Jeff Guckert, and looks just like Johnny Gosch. Very, very suspicious. We know that Mr. Gannon was paid through his fake identity by a neocon internet publication funded by the White House, as many of them are. And then last week we talked to one of the personal friends, a writer for the Globe and Mail. We talked to one of the personal friends of Hunter S. Thompson, who confirmed that he was working on the underage call boy story that had first been reported on by the Washington Times 15 years ago, that he was working on that story. We do know that major publications have reported on the penchant that neocon leaders have for male prostitutes, including underage ones. That has been in major publications. So it just gets stranger and stranger and stranger by the minute. And this is how the globalists control their minions. They don't let you get into high positions of power as governors of some of the most populous states. Police and others certainly know what I'm talking about in certain states nearby to me and other states as well and well known to you out there. That's all I'll say. And presidents and other people. And so this is how the globalists put you in positions of power, because they have all this dirt on you. It's like the mafia. You got to commit all these murders for them, or, quote, make your bones before you get into the high levels of being a made man in the mafia. Well, the globalists are the real mafia. They dwarf the mafia known by the general public as La Cosa Nostra and the Irish mob, the Jewish mob, and the rest of it. So we'll be talking about this. Plus, we have the lawyer coming on for the mother of a teen hit by a taser 16 times, plans to sue. He was choking off a hamburger at his friend's house, and the mother of the girl he was dating called police, and the police came and tasered him 16 times. And they tested his blood, no alcohol, no drugs, no nothing. So, all part of the new freedom. And she's suing, and that's coming up. Also, Stanford man dies when tasered by police. Every other day, somebody's dying from being tasered. Every other day, I see articles. Some days, I see two articles, three articles of the people they've killed. So, it must be, I guess, somebody every day now. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. So, we'll talk about that. Also, student in high school zombie terror threat alert. It's now public. They admit that it was a story about zombies being raised from the dead and killing. And it didn't mention his high school or anybody by name, but just because he wrote a story about zombies attacking a high school, he's going to be spending a lot of time in prison. It looks like they've charged him. And it's now admitted. They didn't mention a school, didn't mention anybody by name, just a story of zombies busting out of the graves and killing people. And so he's facing hard jail time, all part of the new mind control. The thought crime here in America. Also, Army report, U.S. lost control in Iraq 3 months after invasion. USA Today, you heard it here, of course, a year ago, but now it's in USA Today. Today, Texas prepares to build 4,000-mile toll road system. It's 6,000, that's the official plan. Every major road will be a toll road. And of course, it's Rick Perry, who does exactly what he's told, or, he gets in trouble. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this first hour. Paul Joseph Watson joining us at the bottom of the next hour for his weekly news blitz with us. We've got the lawyer coming on for the mother whose son was tasered 16 times for choking, sort of choking on a hamburger. He was at a friend's house. The mother was a nurse, called EMS. They got the hamburger piece out of his throat, but he lost oxygen and was flopping around on the ground. The police thought it was threatening. This is all admitted. This is in the Associated Press. So they tasered him 16 times, and he suffered memory loss and all sorts of problems being tasered 16 times. And they tested his blood, no alcohol, no drugs. But the police did get into his car and found a marijuana pipe, which she says wasn't his, and didn't, no marijuana in his blood. And so they're saying it's all okay now. So that's coming up at the bottom of this hour in about 20 minutes. I'll try to jam some of your calls in. I know those are already filling up the phone lines. I want to spend some time on this today. Homosexuals control Bush White House. That's out of a major respected Russian newspaper, the Moscow Gazette. But forget the Moscow Gazette. We have the Associated Press, we have the New York Post, we have major publications like Spy Magazine, Parade Magazine, you name it. Bussing in male porn stars to headline service them, bussing in male prostitutes, flying them in. We're talking $2,000 an hour and to act as their personal valets or valets. And the point here is that when you get a governor of New Jersey who's caught in all this stuff, he has to leave office. But when you've got Republican congressman when it comes out in, you know, the L.A. Times with all their mistresses and the rest of it, their male mistresses, nothing happens. It just is not talked about by Lord Limbaugh or Lord Drudge or, any of these other people. It's just you're not supposed to discuss it or you're a dirty communist. And it's very, very hypocritical. But you see, you start asking yourself, man, why is it? Why are all these people involved in homosexual activities? Well, that's because the elite don't let you get into positions of power unless you're compromised. That's why the mafia or even low-level, let's say, Hispanic gangs or black gangs or old Irish gangs that the modern gangs modeled themselves after, you'd have to go kill an innocent old lady. You'd have to go rob a family for the more scummy gangs. The old-fashioned mafia didn't allow that, had a code to some extent. And so this is what's happened. This is what's developed. And today, you've got to basically make your bones by killing people as well, so they have dirt on you. And you have to be involved in narcotics trafficking. That's why you see Bill Clinton pardoning drug dealers and Bush doing it and the rest of it. Both Bush Sr. and Jr. involved in protecting these people, is because they have to be compromised. They knowingly know. That's why it's been reported that it's the skull and bones rituals. They get in coffins and do sexual things and recite their deepest, darkest sexual histories, so they all have dirt on each other. And it's been reported here years ago and never been challenged about Bush's different lovers, his different male lovers. It's his father, of course, had female mistresses. Was his taste, but the president reportedly, and it's never been challenged, and it's in major publications that they bust these people in, likes men. And all part of the Christian conservatism, I guess. But with this Gannon story, this Jeff Gannon story, I mean, this is a hardcore porn man, porn star. This is a male madam running a call ring. I remember when Barney Frank got caught, admitted. The congressman running a escort service out of his penthouse of underage, we're talking 15, 16-year-old whores. I mean, that was in the news, what, 6, 7 years ago, and just nothing happened to Barney Frank. Anybody else gets caught running what can only be described a pedophile ring out of his house, I mean, you get in deep trouble, and you should. And the government spends all day, you know, busting people who accidentally surf the wrong website. Literally. It's been in our local news here in Austin. People, they go ahead and arrest, and it turns out they were just surfing the web. But they leave alone the real purveyors of this, what it came out in Reuters 2 years ago. High-level Hollywood people buying snuff films out of Russia, where they blow, we're talking 3-year-old children's heads off after brutally raping them. And some Italian news anchors did an incredible story and even showed clips of it blurred on the news. They were promptly fired, not for reporting a false report, but for reporting it. And they've built up treasure in heaven, don't worry, at trying to save these children. This is big business, folks, and it's serious, very, very serious that this is happening. And they all influence peddle on each other. They all engage in basically blackmail war against each other. And so when you read an article like this, it's very credible. Homosexuals control Bush White House. And again, folks, if you live here in Texas, you know about this stuff before Bush left office. And I'm not going to say any more than that. This has never been in the news, but it is widespread and here in the state of Texas. And this is the type of stuff that will get you killed. And quite frankly, I don't think it's ever going to go anywhere. That's why I don't really cover a lot of it. But it's now broken out on the mainstream news. Again, I took a 2-day vacation this weekend, was at the beach, a little Texas beach in a beach house, and I'm sitting there watching CNN, and it's on there. I'm watching The Daily Show. It's on there. So, I mean, I'll talk about government carrying out 9/11 because that's what their whole New World Order is built on. And we can defeat them on that. Also, with this homosexual ring stuff, you watch. What they're going to do is they're going to bring this out and then bring out false evidence themselves, ignoring all the admitted evidence. Then they're going to try to discredit it all very soon. Very soon. Listen to this article. Homosexuals control Bush White House, Moscow Gazette. the now notorious Gannon, a well-known American homosexual pornographer, and also a close worker with the Republicans in the White House, yeah, their website was funded by the Republicans, is revealing everything about the powerful ring of homosexuals that now are controlling President Bush. Now, again, they're going to bring this out. Much of it's going to turn out to be false. They're going to discredit it. You watch. I can see what they're doing here. Gannon made many secret tape recordings while he was a front reporter for the right-wing Republicans at the White House. These tapes, which clearly show the influence of powerful perverts inside the most advanced of the American political circles, were made secretly by Gannon over a two-year period. Folks, he would have already died in a plane crash. He would have already committed suicide if they didn't plan this. This guy would already be dead. Okay? I mean, if a gas main had to blow up and destroy his whole block, it would have happened. With the assistance of a literary agent, Gannon has offered the most revealing and very private conversations to a Russian publishing company's offices in Malaysia, and it's confidently stated that a very dramatic and revealing book will be produced in the coming future. Gannon claims intimate connections not only with Mr. Bush himself, but also with top leaders in the Republican Party, and most especially acting as a connection with the very powerful and controlling American Christian militant organizations. Yeah, they're the main ones that are in all this. He claims that several very famous Christian leaders are also homosexuals, and that these work together with other high political circles. Our reporter advises us that both Russian and English language editions of this book will be printed, and that the promises to be important study of the true inner workings of the leadership of the American government. Now, I'm about 80% sure that Gannon, of course, much of this is true, but a bunch of it will be proven to be false. It'll then discredit anybody talking about any of this. That's what, now, 20% chance that this is blackmail going on by very high-level power circles, and that they're going to threaten publication of this unless they get what they want. And there are different power blocks inside the New World Order. That's a 20% chance. Kind of like a weatherman is what I'm doing here. I'm just telling you the chances are. I know this. It's staged, or Gannon would be dead. End of story. He would be dead, dead, dead. I mean, they'll kill Princess Diana. They'll kill Gary Webb. The evidence is clear. They'll kill Dr. David Kelly. They'll Arkansas you, shoot you twice in the head with a shotgun in the back of the head, and the medical examiner will say it's a suicide. More of this is coming up. There's a bunch of other news, too. Right now, let's go to Kurt in Texas. Kurt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
This morning on the mainstream media, it's not any more than I expected, but they said that the terrorists bought weapons legally here in the United States. So they were going to bring the FBI in to scan over every application for a firearm, which I think is ridiculous.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's already a gun registration, and I did see the report. And so now we've got to have it as a terror investigation whenever you buy a gun. And through the new national ID card, that's going to happen.
You can buy an Uzi on the street.
Well, the globalists do plan to have a fake terror attack at schools with guns, guaranteed. They've already created that MO. Unless we expose them, they're going to do it. And absolutely, you know, the terrorists, if they even existed outside LCIADA, don't need to go in a gun shop to get them.
I haven't heard any mention on your show concerning that. I've always been against the UN, this dirty deal with one of the white peacekeepers in the Congo raping at least 100 or more girls under 12 years of age.
Well, sir, we can't show those photographs in my films, even though major publications have run it. Mm-hmm. Christian Science Monitor has run it. BBC did years ago. But in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, we do show them burning the children to death over open fires.
Yes.
So we do show them, and we show the photos of the murdered children that have been in the Associated Press. Again, this is what they do in every country they're in.
Well, God bless you, Alex, and keep up the fight.
Well, I appreciate your call, sir, and I will. I hope you do, too. 200,000 women and children kidnapped in 2000 alone in Bosnia and Serbia and the Balkans. That, they were convicted in court over that, and no one ever got in trouble. But they shipped them to Israel and to Saudi Arabia and Malaysia, the main slave brothels. 200,000, folks. Let me say it again. 200,000 loaded on U.S. aircraft. I mean, it was an assembly line. And they're in chains right now serving people in the third world. We'll be right back.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardiovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Coming up, you're choking on a hamburger, so the police taser you 16 times, and we got Paul Watson coming on to talk about all the news. I want to get into Bono to be your new World Bank chief if it's not going to be Wolfowitz. That's so classic. Right now, let's go to John in Ohio. John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, it might take some time, but I'd like to try to give a glimmer of inside back behind the scenes a perspective of a caller who called into that malicious black propaganda brainwashing last weekend. As a caller, I was...
I'm not even sure what show you're... what are you talking about?
The Art Bell show and the Chertoff show. I called in and got through the business signal three different times and was personally censored and screened out by Art Bell. I did get on Sunday, But you were slandered on that program two different ways, and it was an outrageous slander for reasons that I was cut off. When I called in, I wanted to, at one point, and I told Bell that I wanted to ask about the total conflict of interest of the 9/11 Commission. And he says, no, this is an objective, scientific, technical program. You're not going to get on.
Well, let me just stop you for a second. For those who just joined us, I'm good friends with George Norrie. He has me on all the time. You know, God bless Art Bell. He's got his opinion. My problem is with Chertoff, the first cousin of the Homeland Security Director, writing a hit piece that is not scientific and is riddled with giant holes. But go ahead.
But the point I was making when he answered me, and he cut me off because this was political, I couldn't see how it was. But then later, just after I he cut me off, Chertoff himself said this is this was a valiant attempt by the 9/11 Commission to get to the truth. It was certainly an independent commission. Didn't have these conflicts of interest.
But everybody knows they tried to put Kissinger in. Everybody knows that Chairman Keane is in business with the Bin Laden family and the Carlyle Group. That's Reuters, you know, BBC. Everybody knows. That's what I mean. It's look, Chertoff failed. No one buys these people anymore.
Well, yeah, but the point is that I was cut off when I wanted to take the other position, and then this lady called in after I called in. And after he was claiming that he wasn't going to have anybody make political statements, she went on a neocon rant, slandering you as an anti-Semite, as a neo-Nazi, like the neo-Nazis who has been assumed to kill that family of the judge in Chicago. She went on to then bash Michael Moore, and then cited this fake liberal. David Corn, who was praised by Chertoff because he had
I haven't listened to the whole show now. I'm going to have to soon. And, so there was no counter to this anti-Semite claim.
No counter. I tried to get back in to say that, you know, though I'm on the left and I have some disagreements, I have more agreements with you, and anybody who's listened to you knows you're not an anti-Semite, and this was a planted call. She obviously was slandering you deliberately. And but I couldn't get in. I got in the next day, finally, because it wasn't being screened.
Well, what did you say?
I said that first I started out by saying that Mark Lane, one of the major investigators in the CIA involved in the Kennedy assassination, got his FOIA file from the CIA, and it showed that all of that the CIA had ordered all of its agents and assets in the media to discredit him. And even gave him the talking points, and the exact same techniques that Chertoff used were the talking points that the CIA had ordered their agents, the media, to discredit
Mark
Lane. So
you called in on you called in on Norrie.
I called in on I called the next day to Alex Jones to Art Bell.
Okay, on Sunday night. Yeah,
yeah, and then the only reason I got through is because he wasn't screening it; he was on a different subject at the time. And then I mentioned he said. You know, do you really believe that they're capable of that? And I mentioned Operation Northwoods, and then he began to get kind of flustered and said that, I know about that. I know about that. And then he changed the subject. I said, well, let's get into it. Then he changed the subject. Obviously, he knows that there was an approximate duplicate.
Well, look, I've been challenging Chertoff, the family member of the Homeland Security Director, to come on this show for 2-3 weeks. And then he has the nerve to say, I'm afraid to go on against him. And by the way, I talked to the folks over there. Chertoff demanded that no one be on to debate him. They said, "Do you want to debate?" And he said, "No, absolutely not."
Well, yeah, and it was made a big deal on the program that you had been on the George Norrie program, eliminating the fact that we've got an oceans and mountains of the other side from every outlet of the media. Pushing the official version as if somehow because you were on the Norrie program and then he was on this program, that balanced it out when there's 1,000 times more of the other side coming from every outlet of the corporate media. You know, they didn't factor that part of it in. And then you also look at the fact that...
But, John, we got about 20 seconds left. Bottom line, don't you think, though, that Chertoff basically will just make more people investigate?
I hope so, but with all the millions of that outlook that audience has, there's a lot of people out there that are going to be impressed with that because that's all they're ever going to hear.
Well, don't drop it. Keep calling in. I appreciate the call. Take care.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're here with you, my friends. We're about to go to Attorney Stephen Bauer. I'm going to go back to your calls. We've got Paul Watson coming up next hour with a news blitz on just literally 50 different important subjects. Before we go to Stephen Bauer and talk about the case of the mother of a teen hit with taser 16 times, plans to sue this out of the Associated Press. Before we do that, my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, is out. It's 2 hours, 35 minutes long. And you can watch it, of course, at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a member, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up and be a member. It takes about a minute and a half to sign up on our secure, safe online system and get your own little personal passcode that you create. And you've got access to all 12 of my films, over 100 TV reports I've done with my Best of Austin TV show that's won Best of Austin several times. And the Reader's Poll, it's a good TV show. It's my weekly analysis. You can also get dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, a bunch of other e-books, my book, Paul Watson's book. Normally an e-book costs $5 to $7. You've got my book, Paul Watson's book, all these other books. It's just an incredible deal. All my best audio interviews from the radio show. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions available. You can watch my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. Go read the reviews. We post all the reviews. You can write a mean review if you'd like, but they're all positive. Probably like 30, 40 reviews up there last night when I checked at PrisonPlanet.tv. My new film, I mean, we get into the police state, we get into 9/11 and the cover-up, we get into the secret societies and the Nazi connections with the Bushes. It is unlike any 9/11 film you've seen. It is the best out there. I can say that hands down. You've got to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership or call toll-free to get a hard copy. 1-888-253-3139. And counter the lies of people like Homeland Security Chief's family member, Benjamin Chertoff, in his popular Mechanics hit piece. Get my film, make copies of it for nonprofit purposes, get it out to people. It can have a big effect. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. This is the antidote to their New World Order, to their propaganda. 888-253-3139. Or the film's $25.95, over 2 hours. Write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. Mother of teen hit with taser 16 times, plans to sue. And then I have another report here. Stanford man dies when tasered by police. A 30-year-old Stanford man died Sunday night after being tasered during an altercation. And it says, Dillon Police Chief Ed Overman said the man, whose name had not yet been released, who was considered a burglar suspect, said he fled when approached by police in the downtown area onto a second-story awning of a building and later broke a window with his bare hands to enter. And they tasered him. Now, that's one case. But we have cases of them tasering, you know, 95-year-old women, and they die, or tasering 5-year-old children. Now, what they're going to do, they've already done it, as I said they would, is now they want to ban it to where we can't own these. And, well, if it's dangerous for police to have, you certainly can't have it, and then nothing's going to stop the cops from having it. Tasers in and of themselves aren't bad. They're just like a gun or a baseball bat. It's how they're used, and they are being overused, that is clear. And they're issuing more and more of them, and now there's a death almost every day. But in the case of a woman, says police shocked her teenage son 16 times with a stun gun, causing him temporary loss of memory, and she plans to seek damages. Sherry Davis and her attorney, Stephen Mallard, said they plan to file a tort claim with the city within weeks to 10 days. Davis said her son, Jim Ring, 18, still does not remember anything except blinding flashes of pain from the right on the night of November 2nd. She also said her son, who was hospitalized for 3 days, did not recognize her until the afternoon after his run-in with the police. Portage police went to the home of a friend of Ring's after a caller reported that he was choking. Police report said Ring was acting strangely and would not cooperate with officers. From loss of oxygen from choking. Ring eventually took an aggressive stance, said police warning him and then shot him with a stun gun, police report said. Hospital toxicology test showed Ring had not taken any drugs. Of course, they wanted to bust him, so they took him in testing, and doctors later concluded that Ring's strange behavior was an episode of hypoxic encephalopathy, or what Bush had with the pretzel, caused by choking, the Post-Tribune of Maryville reported. Why didn't they send a SWAT team after Bush when he was choking? Davis said her attorney, Stephen Bauer of Maryville, says they are finalizing steps for a lawsuit against the city. And by the way, the hospital first refused treatment of him because, quote, he was a drunk. That's another thing now. If you're a drunk driver or whatever, you're bleeding to death or whatever, they just say, yeah, we're not going to help you. Or if you've been a smoker, get lung cancer, sorry, you don't get treatment. They're actually talking about this now. Mayor Doug Olson refused comment to the Post-Tribune of the lawsuit, and it just goes on and on. Davis also wants reimbursement for his son's medical bills, including medication for persistent headaches, which have totaled near $35,000. All right, going to the attorney of record, Stephen Bauer, who we appreciate joining us. Sir, thanks for coming on.
Well, you're welcome, Alex. This was a very, very difficult situation for the mother. Since this young boy was at his girlfriend's house and he had this episode, the girlfriend called the mother, and the mother got to the house before the police had removed this young man. When she got there, he is cuffed with his hands behind his back, his feet are tied, and he still has got the tasers in him. And I believe that they, as he continued to resist, they tased him after he had been, hogtied.
Well, this is part of the pleasure. And they did the Stanford test, psychological test, where they found 90% of the students thought the shocks were real and under orders actually enjoyed simulated killings of the other students at the college at Stanford. Major study, folks. The Stanford studies, as it's known, films have been made about it. And so some of these police, just like anybody in society, are sadistic, and they tend to rise to the ranks, and we see this all the time. So where do we get the number of 16 tasers? I know the tasers will show the record of how many times they were used.
Yes, and we have those records. We got those under the Freedom of Information Act, and it shows in a 12-minute period the taser was discharged 16 times. One time for 14 seconds, another time for 11 seconds.
And they're not supposed to go over 6 seconds. Over that, the inserts with the tasers, it say it can kill someone.
And we simply don't know why. It's just, Alex.
Well, number one, why were they set at 14 seconds? They're normally supposed to be set at 4, and if the person's still resisting, you can turn it up to 6 seconds. Why were they set to 14? That all the officers that should be fired right now for missetting their tasers.
We have no idea right now. You know, we're going to be deposing the police officers fairly quickly, and, you know, those are going to be questions to put to them. You know,
how many taser lines did the young man have?
Well, we're not sure. He has got marks on his back that look like vampire bites, and he's also got marks on his stomach.
So just from the taser records you've gotten from some of the taser guns, it's 16. We don't know if others haven't released their records.
Well, that's correct right now.
So it could be more than 16.
It could be, but I really doubt it. I mean, they simply, this is a situation in which, and I don't know what's going on, this is not at 2 o'clock in the morning, this was at 8:45 on a Friday night. The lady, the mother of the girlfriend, calls 911 and says, I've got a young man that is staggering around, that can't talk to us, that needs medical assistance. The dispatcher asked the lady, is he drunk? She says, no, he has not been drinking.
Isn't she a nurse?
Yes.
Okay.
She was a licensed, registered nurse.
So he's over there at his girlfriend's house watching, and we've got the report, watching TV, starts choking on a hamburger, and she finally, I guess, gets it out of him, but he's got oxygen problems, which people that choke have. Unbelievable.
And he got up, and he started staggering around the house, and they tried to get him to focus their eyes on
him. I'm sure you know that, like, 85, in some cases, one case, 95-year-old people go into dementia, stumble around, and now the nursing homes start tasering. I mean, everybody knows old people get sick or have strokes and stumble around. Now they call in the cops. I mean, this is getting insane.
Well, I can't imagine using a taser on somebody that elderly.
Oh, I see it every week, yeah.
An old person
goes into dementia and starts stumbling around. And yeah, I mean, they don't give them medication or restrain them. They just beat the daylights out of them or taser them.
So it's...
We might as well just start putting them in meat grinders.
Well... You know, we're not going to go that far, Alex, but what you've got is a situation in which you've got a new toy on the block, and every time you come out with something new like this, it gets abused. And
well, let me just tell you, in my film Road to Tyranny, I have them out west, a police chopper right over one of our listeners, Farrell Montgomery, sent us the tape. They just didn't like him, got him out of the car. He's standing there with his hands up. Later, they dropped all charges. No weapons were found, and no criminal record. They taser him twice. He falls on the ground. You see him continue to press the taser, keep tasering. They let the police dog come over for several minutes and start chewing on him. Just chewing on him for pleasure. I mean, this is insane. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, also, Alex, what makes our situation worse, in my opinion, is that two of the officers contended that he obviously was intoxicated. They could smell alcoholic beverage on his breath. His eyes were bloodshot. His speech was slurred, and he was staggering. And, of course, once they got him to the hospital and they did all the tests on him, not only had he not had any alcohol to drink, he also had the presence of no other drugs in his system.
But all cops carry plants, and they had a visit with the vehicle.
Yeah, they had a visit with the vehicle.
They had a visit.
Without probable cause. And, of course, they found on the passenger side of the vehicle a homemade marijuana pipe.
Now, let's get this straight. Marijuana stays in you for at least a month. These hospitals love the system. They in there tested the daylights out of him, trying to find something, found nothing but the marijuana pipe, which he says he doesn't smoke it, and it wasn't his, magically is in the vehicle.
And they had no probable cause to search the vehicle.
No, this is all magical.
Well, Alex, you know what's going on. They knew, they recognized that they overreacted with the kid, and they were just desperate. See, keep in mind, too, they brought a canine and a dog and searched the girlfriend's house to try to find drugs.
Well, I mean, used to in the past. I mean, I was at a La Madeleine eating food, little restaurant. The lady starts choking. Everybody stands around like idiots. I was in the bathroom. They're all standing around. They wouldn't get out of the way. I had to physically shove people out of the way. And this big lady coughs up a big wad of bread, and she was turning purple, and she was stumbling around, falling into things after that. I'm surprised the SWAT team didn't come in and start tasering her. No, I'm serious.
Well, that's right. And this is, you know, this is a lack of training. This is a lack of realization.
Maybe we should put that lady I saw in prison for life. It's because she choked. Doesn't that sound good to you?
Well, it's just really sad.
Well, let's search her car and house. Maybe she was on drugs.
They refuse. The other thing in this is that you've got an adult licensed practical nurse that's telling the police officers, look, he's not drunk, he hasn't been drinking, he choked, that's his problem.
Ah.
And they refused to accept that.
I'm surprised they didn't claim she was Al-Qaeda.
The girlfriend and her sister, they were 17 and 18.
Uh-oh, they did. Uh-oh.
Were on the porch watching what the police were doing, and they became hysterical. And the police said to them, if you two don't shut up, you're going to be arrested. They thought the police were going to kill him.
Yeah, what's wrong with these young women? They don't like to watch a young man being tortured after he almost choked to death. I mean, they got to become modern Americans. They should have been going, good job, officers. Yeah, come on. Come on, we love it. Let me give you a donation to your police fund. Man, thank you for the service. Thank you.
So they have him handcuffed and his feet tied. He is now in the ambulance. His mother is there. And they refused to allow her to go to the hospital in the ambulance with the son.
Well, that sounds like freedom.
And when she then, of course, followed the ambulance in her car to the emergency room, there was hesitancy of even allowing her to see her son.
Oh, yes. And I'm told that the hospital denied care at first.
Well, they denied the hospital, determined on the basis of what the police officers had told them.
So they're now doctors, too.
They're
the police are now doctors, too. Okay.
They're dealing with a doped-up teenager.
Oh, really?
And since they didn't know what he was on.
So what kind of medical degrees did these officers have? No, I mean, seriously, because, I mean, I might need to have surgery sometime in the future for a hernia I've got. Maybe I could have those officers do the surgery?
Just don't choke in the city of Portage,
in Indiana. But I mean, can I have the all right, I'm gonna stop being sarcastic. So the officers wouldn't allow the hospital to do the care. Can you describe that for us, please?
Well, we really don't know exactly what happened, except that when they finally got the blood test back, and it showed no alcohol and no PCP and no heroin, no cocaine, and no anything. The local emergency room then simply transferred him to another facility. Now, all during this time, this kid is not capable of talking and is semi-unconscious.
And he might have gotten permanent damage from this.
Well, he's had headaches for over 3 months as a result.
Yeah, that's oxygen deprivation. He probably had massive brain cell death.
And he's still got some numbness in his hands, which we don't know if it's from the, you know, the handcuffs or what have you.
Well, what's wrong with these people? I mean, what's wrong with these cops that they did this to him?
We don't know.
Why did an ambulance show up instead of the police?
Well, the police beat the ambulance there.
Ah.
And so the EMTs were there, but we don't know why they did not intervene.
Well, God, I hope I never choke or have a medical problem. I hope I'm going to be okay. I hope this doesn't happen to all of us. I mean, I see these reports all the time where somebody's sick or a guy's crying because his dog's dying. They just taser him.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's the mentality. And I've said that these so-called non-lethal weapons, and the reason the media is demonizing tasers right now is they're going to make sure you and I can't have them. The cop groups are already trying to get our tasers now in places like Illinois, where you can't have a gun without jumping through 5,000 hoops to defend yourself. And in some areas, total gun bans, they're already trying to ban them. It's happening all over. But again, it isn't the taser itself. It's that it's being way, way overused. I mean, cops now will pull a taser on you for anything. And these so-called non-lethal weapons become training aids to get them used to engaging us. You know, shooting rubber bullets at 10 feet away, killing the Snellgrove girl, you know, after the Red Sox win, just killing her. trying to make up lies. So it turned out there was video of him killing her at 10 feet away. You're not supposed to shoot those, but from 50 to 60 feet away, it's just right on the barrel of those guns. It's lethal and closer than 50 feet. They know they're not supposed to use tasers more than 6 seconds. All the time they shock them 14, 20 seconds. People die from it. If they properly use them, I mean, I've seen cops before just sit there keep tasering somebody. It's like they get off on it. And we're talking to Stephen Bauer, this poor young man. We're visiting his girlfriend. The mother's a nurse. They're all watching TV. Starts choking from a hamburger for a couple minutes. They finally get the piece of beef out of his throat. He's stumbling around. And again, when I saved this lady, she stumbled around for about 30, 40 seconds, and they sat her down. She was bumping into stuff, and, ooh, you know, because you lose oxygen, folks. It's just amazing. But now I guess it's a crime to be sick. Stephen Bauer, I hope that these officers get fired for having their tasers turned up too high, period. You might check into that.
Well, we certainly will, you know, if this litigation brings some better awareness to the policing community that you simply don't grab and use this device whenever somebody doesn't immediately jump to a command from a police officer, then this is going to be worthwhile. I mean, thank goodness this young man did not die.
Well, a lot of people die every day now. Every day, every other day, I see somebody dying. Some days, two people die. So on average, about every day, somebody's dying from these. And, yeah, I mean, look, in the past, if somebody was even drunk but wasn't being violent, all right, buddy, come here. And the guy's stumbling around. They grab him, put him in the car. Nowadays, a drunk stumbling around. Oh, you touched me. You bumped into me. That's assault. And now you get a felony, Mac. You know, it's a drunk, folks. Send him to jail. Or you know, now an old person stumbling around with dementia, they taser him, charge him. I mean, it's insane. I mean, cops should have just gone, all right, buddy, you're sick, come on, and grabbed him. But instead, they're so afraid. He's not minding me. Zap him, zap him. They're so fearful now.
Alex, I agree with you. See, the other thing to keep in mind, too, is that we've got a typical 17-year-old kid at the time. You know, he weighs about 150 pounds, slender. I mean, this is not a 280-pound guy that's just come from the exercise club after he's been pumping iron. I mean, this young boy, there was no indication whatsoever.
Well, it's like 5-year-old children. You know, first it was a 6-year-old with a piece of glass. Now it's 5-year-olds with nothing.
He was really no threat to the officers.
Well, no, these are real men that taser 5-year-olds, let me tell you.
Well, keep in contact with me, and I'll let you know how this thing develops.
Well, I'm concerned that this is going to train them to overuse and pull weapons. They're going to start doing this with guns.
Well, we certainly hope not.
So,
there was one comment made by the police chief that if this young boy had reached for his pocket, they probably would have shot him.
Oh, so they're telling you you're lucky, huh?
Well, there was a suggestion to that effect. I mean, of course the kid was not armed. I mean, the kid was impaired.
Well, I've got a friend who's in a wheelchair because he couldn't, I mean, he's paralyzed because he couldn't get out of the car when they said they beat him up with the hand controls and everything on the steering wheel. A nice, upstanding family man. A manager of a major business. I mean, folks, it's insane.
Well, I saw another one in which a kid had been recuperating from an accident at work.
We'll be back in 70 seconds. Just do 5 more minutes with us. I want to hear this next story.
Berkey Water.